Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we begin a new three-week sermon series on the most famous psalm and maybe the most famous chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23. A chapter that is so amazing that many Christians have committed this chapter to memory. And of course it starts, "The Lord is my shepherd," right? It's not a surprise that this chapter is so well-known and so well-loved. It's a beautiful picture of the Lord's incredible love and care for us. Jesus teaches us in John chapter 10 that he himself is our good shepherd. The good shepherd that Psalm 23 was referring to 1,000 years before he was born. And of course, Christian art is filled with images of Jesus as the good shepherd and stained glass windows and paintings and lots of hymns as well. Now, for the next few weeks, we'll be studying Psalm 23. Two verses at a time. This time we focus on verses 1 and 2. And from these two verses, we learn four important truths about Jesus, our good shepherd. First of all, number one, Jesus, our good shepherd, leads us. Psalm 23, verse 1 starts, "The Lord is my shepherd." The first sentence says so much about who Jesus is. The psalm doesn't say, "The Lord is my boss," "The Lord is my master," or "The Lord is my CEO." The psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd." So what does that mean? Well, shepherds do much more than just tell the sheep what to do. Good shepherds love their sheep. They care for their sheep. They protect their sheep at great personal risk to themselves. They're not bosses or CEOs of the sheep. They are shepherds, and they know their sheep. They love their sheep. They know their sheep, and the sheep know them. The Lord, throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, used the picture of a good shepherd as the model for leadership for his people. In the Old Testament, God put over them leaders, not just kings, but also prophets and priests who were anointed by God to be the shepherds of God's people. They were called by God to protect, care for, and feed his people. In the New Testament, the leaders of the early church were called the under-shepherds of the good shepherd. And in our church, we've referred to our ministers as pastors, which literally means shepherd. But most importantly, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd, the definitive article. Jesus is not a shepherd, he is the shepherd. Jesus is not a leader, he is the leader, the greatest leader of all time and our leader. Leadership, good leadership, Jesus' way of leadership is something that is definitely needed in the world today. All of us, I believe, are called to be leaders, and all of us are either leaders or will one day be called to lead, because leadership is needed everywhere. We need leadership in our culture, in our community, in our workplaces, in our churches, and especially in our families. As we celebrate Mother's Day today, we remember that mothers, along with fathers, are the most important leaders in our society. No one has more influence on their child's life than moms and dads. If you are a parent, you are a leader, plain and simple. And to all the moms out there, we want to say thank you so much for your loving leadership in your homes. You make an incredible difference. And please receive our thanks, and we want to encourage you any way we can. If you'd like to grow in your leadership, and we should all want to grow in being leaders, we need to study leadership. And so, to study leadership, I would recommend you do two things. One, study Psalm 23, one of the greatest chapters on leadership ever written. And two, study the life of Jesus Christ, who is the greatest leader of all time. Jesus is the one who shows us what a good shepherd, a good leader truly looks like. And we'll be looking at that over the next few weeks as we examine Psalm 23. So what's a good shepherd do? Well, three things we'll talk about today. And number two is meet our needs. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not want. The phrase is probably better translated in English, at least for our culture, as I shall lack nothing. Psalm 23 is not saying that Jesus will give us everything we want. It is saying that Jesus will give us everything we need. And that's probably a good time to review the difference between wants and needs. You know, I may want to live in a huge, big house with a pool, but I don't need that. I need just basic shelter, a roof over my head, a warm place to sleep. I may, you know, if I wanted a boat, I may want a 40-foot cabin cruiser, but A kayak is probably more of what I would need, right? That is something that's the difference between a want and a need. For lunch today, I may want Portillo's, you know, Italian roast beef, Italian beef, large fries, a large Coke. I mean, that sounds like something I want, but what I need is, well, actually that is what I need. So that's probably what I'll get for lunch. What we want is very different from what we need. Let me share with you some slides that illustrate that point. God doesn't meet all our wants because our sinful nature always wants more. It's never satisfied, never content, never happy. Our sinful nature is never content. Things are never good enough. Things never come fast enough. It's always unsatisfied, it's always unthankful, and always unhappy. The sinful nature always leads us on the path of misery. But that's not the path of the Good Shepherd. Jesus does not promise to meet all our wants, but he does promise to meet all our needs. He gives us our physical needs. He meets those every day with our daily bread, right? Food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, all the things listed in the first article and all the things listed in the fourth petition, what is meant by daily bread. Everything we need for this body and life. More importantly, he meets our spiritual needs. He gives us abundantly forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, won for us through his death and through his resurrection. He truly meets our needs, including the greatest need of all, which is the need for everlasting life. He gives us everything we need and many of the things we want, many other blessings beside. Jesus is the one who meets our needs. He also strengthens us. And that's what the next verse is about. Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. When I think of green pastures, I think of a beautiful park like Camden on a summer day here in Illinois. You know, a beautiful green park with all that green grass is beautiful and lush and just relaxing to be around. A park for a human being is a place of recreation, getting back to nature. That's what lots of green grass says to us. But for a sheep, if you see a pasture of lush green grass, that's much more than a place of recreation, much, much more. For a sheep, green pastures is an all-you-can-eat buffet, like you get at Pizza Ranch or Golden Buffet, right? It means abundance, abundant food. Green pastures and still waters meet a sheep's most important needs, food and drink. It sustains them, it nourishes them, and it strengthens them. The Good Shepherd is the ultimate leader, which means he's leading us somewhere. Leaders always have a place to go, physically or spiritually speaking. Jesus is definitely leading us to a place. He's leading us home, to our true home, his home, which is in heaven. And that's where we will arrive in verse 6. But today, we're still in verse 2, and what we need is strength for the journey. Where does strength come from? Exercise, to be sure. Rest also plays a part in that. Notice it says, he makes me lie down. Rest is something the Good Shepherd wants us to experience. He offers us to us. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But along with rest and exercise, we also need food, lots and lots of food to make us strong. And the Lord does feed us. He gives us physical food to make us stronger physically. That's what we pray for. Give us this day our daily bread. But more importantly, he gives us spiritual food. And our spiritual food are the Holy Scriptures. Matthew 4:4, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And beyond that, Jesus also gives us the holy meal, the sacrament of the altar, his body and blood given and shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. We are guests at his meal where he feeds us, nourishes us, and strengthens us. And then he dismisses us with the dismissal. May this eating and drinking of the true body and blood of Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. The meal makes us stronger so that we can continue our journey in the faith until we go home, home to heaven. The Lord is our good shepherd. And because he's our good shepherd, he meets our needs. Because he's our good shepherd, he strengthens us. And because he's our good shepherd, he blesses us with peace. Psalm 23, verse 2. He leads me beside still waters. What a beautiful picture of peace. Yesterday morning, I drove along the Rock River, and it was a calm day. The Rock River was like glass. It was perfectly peaceful and undisturbed, and there's a great sense of peace I had while I saw that beautiful, undisturbed river. It's something, you know, it's been kind of a windy spring, and the calm yesterday morning was a nice break from the turbulence we normally experience weatherwise. The still waters were a beautiful picture of peace. Jesus is your shepherd, your leader, and your best friend. And he wants to bless you. And one of the blessings he wants to give you is peace. His peace. As he says in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Notice here, Jesus defines peace as the opposite of being troubled and afraid. Sheep have a reputation of being skittish creatures, easily spooked, easily scared, but they have nothing on human beings. At least when sheep are scared, there is usually the very real threat, or at least the perception of a threat that is immediate and close by. Human beings, we're so good at being afraid that even if all our problems are solved, we could still be afraid of things that aren't going to happen for years. We can even be scared of things that don't happen at all. They're just ideas and phantoms in our mind. Jesus wants to replace our fear with his peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Things seem scariest when we are alone. Jesus is our good shepherd, our best friend, and he wants to assure us we are never alone. He's with us in every situation, good or bad, whether we're at the green pastures or when we walk through the dark valleys. The Lord says he is always going to be with us. Jesus is our good shepherd. He meets all of our needs. He leads us to the good places, places where we can experience his peace, his mercy, and his grace, places where we can be fed and nourished so we can have strength, strength for our journey home to our true home in heaven. Amen. Now, with the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.